The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to sit together, to see you all. So last Friday, the theme that we explored together, practiced together, was the theme of pillars of joy. And there are eight, there's one teaching in Tibetan Buddhism about the eight pillars of joy. And one that really subsumes them all is generosity of spirit, in the sense of just largeness of heart, generosity of spirit. So I've promised to continue on the theme of the eight pillars and cover and touching into each pillar of joy for us to explore. So I'd like to start that next week, starting Monday, the next eight sessions. So tonight, what I'd like to do is to kind of a bridge between what we did last Friday and working, exploring in our hearts each of the pillars individually. So what I'd like to invite us to consider and practice with for this session is the idea of joy, the idea of happy hour, and the idea of Brahma Viharas, the idea of metta, cultivating goodwill, cultivating friendliness, friendliness for oneself and friendliness for others, the sense of wishing others well, the sense of friendliness, goodwill, kindness. So that is the sure heart's way to gladness, hence happy hour. So one teaching is, if you want to feel happy, wish well for others. It's just a very simple teaching, going back to the roots of cultivating metta and the starting of happy hour, just wishing others well. And another theme I want to bring in tonight to explore is the theme of community. So right now you are practicing in community. So you're welcome if you want to change your view to gallery view, so that, and I can do that on the side, so that you see all these beautiful people who are practicing with you. This is your sangha right now. This is your community practicing with you, showing up to cultivate gladness, to cultivate goodness, to cultivate goodwill in their hearts in this world, which is such a courageous and beautiful thing to do, to cultivate kindness and goodwill. And in the way of doing that, we become happy. We become the ones who actually benefit from it. So the practice for tonight, with those themes that I have introduced for us to kind of consider, we will simply be practicing cultivating and wishing well for others, for other living beings, both this community and others, and feeling into how this sense of goodwill, cultivating the sense of goodwill and kindness, whether it makes us happier by the end of the session or not. Let's check it out. Be curious. Be a scientist of your own mind. See if you become happier or not. It's all good. See what comes up. And if anything comes up along the way, if the opposite comes up, bring kindness. Bring kindness and acceptance to that. So if sadness arises, bring kindness to the sadness. So What we will do is, as usual, we'll start with settling in the body and the breath. And then we'll turn our mind into this well-wishing practice. And I'll guide us, so no previous experience necessary. And just be curious. Be curious. See what arises. And again, if the opposite arises, if grief arises, sadness arises, wandering mind arises, sleepiness arises, turn your kindness towards whatever is arising instead of saying, go away, I'm trying to cultivate kindness towards others. No, cultivate kindness towards whatever is coming up. So with those invitations, let's get started. Let's get into our meditation posture. Whatever might be comfortable for you in this moment. Lying down, sitting up straight a little more. See what your body needs. And inviting yourself to land, inviting yourself to land. Land in this moment. However the moment is greeting you, land with your whole body. Softening and relaxing your abdomen, your lower back. Releasing your muscles, especially your lower body muscles, into the chair, into the cushion that's supporting you. Relaxing your shoulders, your arms and hands. Asking them to give up their weight so that they can drop. Inviting your neck and shoulders to relax, to soften, to feel a little heavier. Inviting your forehead to soften. Notice if you're forcing your forehead, you're crunching, you're scrunching. Your forehead, your eyes, invite them to soften, relax. Smooth out. Invite your jaw to relax. Invite your chest, invite your heart. Invite your emotions. To feel safe. They don't have to go away. They can feel safe and be just as they are. Your heart, your proverbial heart, heart center. Center of your emotions, relaxing in your chest. Inviting your rib cage. to settle into your body. Inviting your abdomen, your upper abdomen, the lower end of your diaphragm, the lower abdomen, to relax. Inviting all the contents of your abdominal cavity, to relax. In fact, inviting your belly, your abdomen to not be pulled in, but relax and soften and hang out. Inviting your bottom that you sit on. As if pouring its weight into the chair. All of its weight into the chair. Let go of the tension. Inviting your legs, upper legs, lower legs, feet to land on the earth. With the out-breath, giving all their weight to the earth. Nothing for you to hold. Inviting the breath to be received by the abdomen and by the whole body. Receiving each breath in a soft, relaxed body. And with the out breath, letting go some more, relaxing some more. Allowing yourself to enjoy, inviting yourself to enjoy this process of breathing, this body breathing itself. Just sitting and breathing, the simplicity of it, delicious. And if you find your mind is resting on a thought or a plan, an emotion, it's okay. It's the nature of our minds. No need to feel judgmental about yourself or your capacity. This is just what happens. It's completely natural. So noticing what the mind is resting on. And inviting it to relax, the thought to relax. With kindness, inviting it to relax. You don't have to get rid of it. Just inviting it in to be held in the larger framework of the breath and the body. Just as the body is relaxed, passing the thought if it wants to relax also. With kindness, as if inviting the guest for tea. Not forcing. And making space by bringing the awareness to the breath. Wide and spacious. Noticing, appreciating the breath moving through the body, the breath being received. Each breath calming, soothing, nourishing. Appreciating the blessing of each breath. With appreciation. Nourishing, oxygenating this whole body naturally. Appreciating each breath in this body of yours. appreciating the goodness of this breath received as a blessing in this body. How the body appreciates how this being that is you depends on, appreciates, enjoys the simplicity of every breath, often taken for granted, but so important. It keeps us alive. And just as you are appreciating this breath that keeps you alive, realizing that all of the beings right now practicing with you, whether you see them or you don't see them, whether in the Zoom room, on YouTube, or if listening later on Audio Dharma, somewhere in the world, practitioners that right now are sitting and practicing with you. So many people in this moment. In fact, there is a 2-week retreat that I'm partially sitting at IRC, Inside Retreat Center, right now with about 100 people. Imagine them joining us, or us joining them. Cultivating goodness. And as you bring all these practitioners to mind, yourself included among them, realizing all are dependent, appreciating, enjoying this life-giving breath. Just like me. Just like me, we're all dependent on this breath. May this breath nourish us. Nourish our heart, our bodies, our lungs. And bring goodness. To every being right now. Every human. Just like me, joining me. Seen or unseen. Somewhere in space and time. Practicing. Feeling yourself as a part of this community. You are not alone. You belong, you are held. And this unseen web of interconnection . You are a part. We are all a part of this web. So wishing all of us practicing together in this moment. Wishing goodness. Wishing well. May all of us, this wholesome club of practitioners, in space and time dispersed, in place and time dispersed, may all of us every single one of us. May we feel safe internally and externally. And wishing and connecting these wishes to your breath as the breath moves through your body. Maybe through the center of your chest, your heart center. Feeling the wishes pour out, if that works for you. May all of us practitioners, may we feel happy. May we feel truly happy and joyous. Lingering with this wish, really feeling it in your bones, in your heart, yourself included. Wishing all these beings, just like you, want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. May all of us be happy. May all of us practitioners, this international Sangha community, may all of us enjoy health as much as possible and be strong. May all of us be healthy and strong. Staying with that wish, imagining all these beings, seen and unseen, yourself included, healthy and strong. Imagining your wishes of well-being, maybe like confetti touching them, or like bright light. Beaming out. And the fourth metta wish, may all of us practitioners, may we all have ease, enjoy ease, take care of ourselves happily. Ease in our lives. Have peace. We'll go through the four wishes of metta again. May all of us practitioners feel safe internally and externally. And stay with that for a moment. Really feel it. Feel it in your body. Safety and well-wishing. May all of us practitioners feel happy and joyous. All of us, including me, may we feel happy and joyous. Again, feel it in your body. Receive it yourself as a blessing. Wish for happiness. Ah. Realizing that everybody else right now is wishing you the same thing. Practicing with you, receiving their wishes for happiness. Letting it land as you share yours. May all of us be happy. May all of us practitioners be healthy and strong. And you can feel it in your body, this wish of health. Letting it land. As if it were an empowerment. May all of us practitioners in this interconnected web, may all of us, may all of you that I'm connected to, including myself, may all of us have ease in our lives. May all of us, may all of our lives flow with ease. And take that in. Just as you share, notice all are sharing with you, letting it land. May my life flow with ease. Feel it in your bones. Now expanding far and wide, including all beings everywhere on this planet, with whom you are interconnected in seen and unseen ways. Your lives are interconnected beyond our imagination. May all beings everywhere, may all of us beings, may we feel safe. May we be as safe as possible internally and externally. Realizing that may not always be possible, but you're sharing your goodwill freely, generosity of heart with all beings, no beings left out. May all beings feel safe. May all beings feel happy. May all beings feel healthy. May all beings take care of themselves happily. Thank you all for your practice. So I'd like to invite you maybe to share a word or a phrase, maybe type it in chat. What's coming up for you right now, especially compared to before this practice, before sitting together? What's coming up for me is my heart feels lighter. My whole body feels lighter. There's a buoyancy, a sense of gladness. Ruth offers from Pacifica, settled. Thank you, Ruth. Violet says, my whole body feels like an extension of my heart. Lovely. Thank you, Violet. Amanda on YouTube shares, I feel safer in my space. Lovely. Thank you, Amanda. Jesse offers gratitude, hopefulness. Joyce offers a sense of relief and support. Ariana offers, I feel more connected and calm. Nancy says, loving. Thank you all for your reflections, and anything is welcome. Anything is okay. Even if it's more agitation, that too is welcome in this space, to be held with care. So, and Alicia, I hope I'm saying your name right, offers grounded and at peace. Thank you. Thank you for all the shares. So, a couple of more shares. Mary Christine offers a sense of belonging. Lovely. Claire offers more at peace with difficult decisions. Nice. And if anyone feels moved to unmute themselves and offer a verbal reflection, you're welcome to do that also before we go into the next part of our practice.
My happiness seeds are watered, and I feel very grateful for your sweet words.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for that share. Hearing that, I feel happier. I feel the seeds of my happiness even more watered as I hear your reflections and read your reflections in the community. I feel happier. Thank you all. So, with the same sense of interconnection, feeling that we are interconnected, we are held by each other in this space. We've received all these good wishes from each other during this period, and we've given well wishes to all these beings who, just like us, want to be happy, all these beings. So we turn now with the same spirit, with the same sense of goodwill, holding ourselves, may all of us be well. With the same sense, now we open up to actually being with a couple of other beings, couple of beings from this space who've been wishing us well and we've been wishing them well. Now we're going to sit together, either in silence or maybe words shared if you wish. And you can always say how the practice was for you. There's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep. All good. No problem. No, I don't. It's just about holding yourself just as you are with kindness and holding others with kindness. People say, and see what that feels like, not to try to show up with your social face and not to be scared that, oh, what are they going to say? What are they going to think of me? I have to show up a particular way. No, this is a safe place. Please explore it. Please take advantage of showing up in the Sangha in this way. It's just such a beautiful Sangha. So with that, I invite all of us into groups. And for whatever reason, not out of fear, but if you really have to go, you have a commitment, perfectly understood, no worries. But if you can stay, I invite us to stay and practice in this way. So I will create the breakout rooms now. And again, the invitation is to practice together, just holding space for each other, with kindness, with appreciation. And see, rooms are, yeah, so two or three people in the room here. Actually, one more thing. Sorry. We'll do one more thing. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Yes, I'm going to open them now and holding each other. However you're showing up, holding each other with care and metta, goodwill. Okay, here we go. We have a few minutes if anyone would like to offer any reflections from the practice, either the first part or the second part of being in community together, questions, comments, complaints, anything. Well, you're welcome to unmute yourself and go. So I'm not going to see your hands. If you raise them, so you're welcome to just unmute, since my view is different. What came up for you? How was the practice? Either in community or in silence? Or any questions?
I enjoyed talking to the other people in my group, and it's always fun to find out where people are. So one person was in New York and one person was in Burlingame. And we talked a little bit about how the time of day can affect your meditation, where maybe like evenings could be busier for some people and mornings can be a time when some people feel maybe more calm or something. But everybody in the group enjoyed of meditation, I think. But one person said it didn't seem like it was doing much, but to her. But then the other people said, well, you know, you keep doing it and it'll kind of sink in. And she keeps doing it too.
Great, great. Lovely. Thank you for the report, for the sharing, for the share, Thomas. I love it. And I also appreciate this community support that you've offered each other. Like, yeah, keep doing it. You're planting seeds. I love that, because it's really, there's so much community wisdom. There's so much group wisdom here that we can share and support each other through it. Thank you, Thomas. That was lovely.
Our small group talked more, I think, about connection. I was talking about connection with other people in my immediate world. And then I can't remember the gal's name, was talking about connection with nature and water species. And, it was really very pleasant. And, we were sort of all on the same wavelength. It was kind of a practice and supports connection. If you're not practicing loving kindness, practicing it tends to improve connection.
Yes, yes.
And, puts one more in the flow of life's in the living.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love it. I love it, Clara. What I'm hearing is that your group connected around the theme of connection in different aspects of the theme connection. And actually this practice, this loving kindness practice specifically, both it makes us feel more connected to ourselves. And there has been some research studies, as I think you were pointing to, in psychological, in loving kindness, when one actually continues to do it, there's a sense of feeling connected to others, sense of lack of isolation. So one does not feel isolated anymore, especially at this time of isolation, many of us, especially if you're living alone, doing this practice, you feel a sense of interconnected with others. Thanks for bringing that theme, Claire.
I happened to have gotten a little dog right before the virus struck. Not coincidentally, but it made all the difference because I took an actual purge and she was just right at my field.
Yeah, nice.
To have just that little other connection.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you for that. And any last quick comments before we close?
Okay. Nikki, I also kind of felt like what one of the comments was about, felt like I did not get much out of the practice. I think primarily, because of the events, especially the last week, and what might be ahead of us. And, but there's also a certain feeling of gladdening that I joined, because I think I still got a sense of some benefit from this sangha.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I would say, so thank you, Bhopal. So what I'm hearing. And as we're getting close, actually it's time. So I'll wrap it up by saying that, yes, even if you feel at times that your mind is busy and it's been a tough week. Yes, it's been a tough week in the U.S. So many things. And as you're sitting, if your mind is racing through all these things and at the end of it, you're like, huh, was I even here? Was I even present? What did I get? And yet you are planting seeds. You are planting seeds. You are planting seeds. Remember that. You may not feel great or happy the moment after. You might. There might be a sense of peace and ease, as many people reported, sense of belonging, grounded, it's loving, etc. So the feelings might arise. And even if it doesn't, know that you're planting seeds. Know that you're planting seeds. And this, it changes you. You get changed. So just like stock market, which had volatility, you don't look at it every day. You don't look at your practice every day. Like, okay, am I happier now? Am I done? No, you look at it over time, how your heart is changing. Are you kinder with yourself? Are you kinder with others? Is there more ease in your heart? So with all of that, I thank all of you, and I love you all. Thank you for showing up and practicing and supporting yourself and each other in this practice. I've been doing this practice for a long time, and I can tell you, it's changed me. I'm a different person than I was before. So anyway, loving sharing these, and may you all be well. May you all be happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks.
Keep smiles, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.